The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World, Peter Wolben, 2017. By Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World, written by Peter Wolben, is a book that explores the complex and fascinating world of trees. Wolben, a German forester, has spent decades studying and observing trees in their natural environment. He shares his knowledge and observations in this book, which is divided into three parts. The first part of the book focuses on the physical characteristics of trees and how they interact with their environment. Wolben explains how trees are able to survive in harsh conditions, how they communicate with each other, and how they are able to adapt to changing conditions. He also discusses the importance of trees in the global ecosystem and how they are essential for the health of the planet. The second part of the book focuses on the social aspects of trees. Wolben explains how trees form complex networks and how they interact with each other. He also discusses how trees can form relationships with other species, such as birds and insects, and how they can even recognize their own kin. The third part of the book focuses on the spiritual aspects of trees. Wolben explains how trees can be seen as living beings with their own personalities and how they can be seen as a source of inspiration and comfort. He also discusses how trees can be seen as a symbol of hope and how they can be used to help people heal from trauma. The Hidden Life of Trees is an informative and inspiring book that provides readers with an in-depth look into the complex and fascinating world of trees. Wolben's observations and insights provide readers with a better understanding of the importance of trees and how they are essential for the health of the planet. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Trees are social creatures. They form relationships with other trees, communicate with each other, and even help each other out. Trees use a complex network of underground fungal threads to share resources and communicate with each other. Trees are incredibly social creatures. They form relationships with other trees, communicate with each other, and even help each other out. Through a complex network of underground fungal threads, trees are able to share resources and communicate with each other. This network is known as the Wood Wide Web, and it allows trees to share nutrients, water, and even defense signals. Trees can even recognize their relatives and send them resources when they are in need. This is an incredible example of the interconnectedness of nature and the importance of trees in our environment. The Wood Wide Web is an amazing example of how trees can work together to survive and thrive. Trees can send signals to each other to warn of danger, such as a nearby fire or insect infestation. They can also send resources to each other, such as water and nutrients, to help them survive in times of drought or other environmental stressors. This is an incredible example of the power of nature and the importance of trees in our environment. Trees are essential to our environment, and the Wood Wide Web is a testament to their incredible social abilities. By understanding the importance of trees and the Wood Wide Web, we can better appreciate the interconnectedness of nature and the importance of protecting our forests. Main idea number 2. Trees have feelings. They can sense danger, respond to pain, and even remember past events. Trees can also recognize their kin and show signs of stress when they are in danger. Trees are living, breathing organisms that have the capacity to feel and respond to their environment. They can sense danger, respond to pain, and even remember past events. For example, when a tree is attacked by a predator, it will release a chemical signal that alerts other trees in the area to the danger. This is known as alarm communication and is a form of communication between trees. Trees can also recognize their kin and show signs of stress when they are in danger. This is known as kin recognition and is a form of communication between trees of the same species. In addition to sensing danger and communicating with other trees, trees can also respond to pain. When a tree is injured, it will release a chemical signal that alerts other trees in the area to the danger. This is known as pain communication and is a form of communication between trees. Trees can also remember past events and respond to them. For example, if a tree is attacked by a predator, it will remember the event and respond differently when the predator returns. This is known as memory communication and is a form of communication between trees. Trees are living, breathing organisms that have the capacity to feel and respond to their environment. They can sense danger, respond to pain, and even remember past events. Through these forms of communication, trees can form complex relationships with their environment and with each other. This is why it is important to protect and preserve our forests, as they are home to these living, breathing organisms that have the capacity to feel and respond to their environment. Main idea number 3. Trees are resilient, they can survive in harsh environments and adapt to changing conditions. Trees can also heal themselves and even regrow after being damaged. Trees are incredibly resilient organisms. They can survive in a variety of climates and environments, and can even adapt to changing conditions. Trees have the remarkable ability to heal themselves and regrow after being damaged. This is due to their complex root systems, which are able to absorb nutrients and water from the soil and transport them to the tree's leaves and branches. Trees also have a remarkable ability to store energy, which allows them to survive in times of drought or other environmental stressors. The resilience of trees is also evident in their ability to survive and thrive in urban environments. Trees can often be found growing in the cracks of sidewalks and in the crevices of buildings. They are able to survive in these harsh conditions due to their ability to adapt and find new sources of nutrients and water. Trees are also able to survive in polluted environments, as they are able to filter out toxins and pollutants from the air. The resilience of trees is truly remarkable, and it is one of the reasons why they are so important to our environment. Trees provide us with oxygen, shade, and beauty, and they are essential for maintaining a healthy ecosystem. Trees are also incredibly important for mitigating climate change, as they absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and store it in their trunks and roots. Trees are truly remarkable organisms, and their resilience is a testament to their importance in our environment. We must continue to protect and preserve our forests, so that future generations can enjoy the benefits of these incredible organisms. Main idea number 4. Trees are essential to the environment, they provide food and shelter for animals, help to regulate the climate, and are essential for the health of the planet. Trees are essential to the environment in many ways. They provide food and shelter for animals, helping to maintain biodiversity and create habitats for species to thrive. Trees also help to regulate the climate, providing shade and cooling the air in hot climates, and helping to reduce the effects of global warming. Trees also help to clean the air, absorbing pollutants and releasing oxygen into the atmosphere. Finally, trees are essential for the health of the planet, providing a natural source of renewable energy and helping to prevent soil erosion. Without trees, the environment would be drastically different, and the planet would be in a much worse state. In his book The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World, Peter Wolben explores the complex and fascinating relationship between trees and the environment. He explains how trees communicate with each other, how they can sense changes in the environment, and how they can even remember past events. He also explains how trees are essential to the health of the planet, and how they can help us to better understand and protect the environment. Main idea number 5. Trees are important to humans, they provide us with food, medicine, and materials for building. Trees also help to purify the air and provide us with oxygen. Trees are essential to our lives in many ways. Not only do they provide us with food, medicine, and materials for building, but they also help to purify the air and provide us with oxygen. Trees are also important for their aesthetic value, providing us with shade and beauty in our environment. They are also important for their ecological value, providing habitats for wildlife and helping to maintain the balance of nature. Trees also help to reduce soil erosion and can help to reduce the effects of climate change by absorbing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. In short, trees are essential for our health and well-being, and we should do all we can to protect them. In his book The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World, Peter Wolben explores the fascinating world of trees and their hidden lives. He reveals the complex communication networks that exist between trees and how they interact with their environment. He also explains how trees are able to sense and respond to changes in their environment, and how they can even remember past events. This book provides an eye-opening look into the secret world of trees and the important role they play in our lives. Main idea number 6. Trees are sensitive to their environment. They can sense changes in the weather, the presence of other organisms, and even the presence of humans. Trees are incredibly sensitive to their environment. They can detect changes in the weather, the presence of other organisms, and even the presence of humans. Trees can sense when the temperature drops, when the wind picks up, and when the humidity changes. They can also detect the presence of other organisms, such as insects, birds, and mammals. Trees can even sense the presence of humans, and some species have been known to respond to human touch. Trees are also sensitive to the environment in other ways. They can detect changes in light levels, soil moisture, and nutrient availability. Trees can also detect changes in the composition of the air, such as the presence of pollutants or other gases. Trees can even detect changes in the magnetic field of the earth, which can affect their growth and development. The sensitivity of trees to their environment is an important part of their survival. By being able to detect changes in their environment, trees can adjust their growth and development to ensure their survival. This ability to sense and respond to their environment is one of the reasons why trees are so resilient and long-lived. Main idea number 7. Trees can live for centuries. Some trees can live for thousands of years and are a valuable source of knowledge about the past. Trees are some of the oldest living organisms on the planet, with some species having been around for thousands of years. They are a living record of the past, providing us with a glimpse into the history of our planet. Trees can tell us about the climate of the past, the types of animals that lived in the area, and even the types of people who lived there. They are a valuable source of knowledge about the past, and can provide us with a better understanding of our environment and how it has changed over time. Trees can also provide us with a sense of continuity and stability. They are a reminder of the past, and a reminder of the future. They are a symbol of life and growth, and can provide us with a sense of comfort and security. They are a reminder that life is ever-changing, and that we can take comfort in the fact that some things remain the same. Trees are also a source of beauty and inspiration. They can provide us with a sense of peace and tranquility, and can be a source of inspiration for art, literature, and music. They can also provide us with a sense of connection to nature, and can help us to appreciate the beauty of the natural world. Trees are a valuable part of our environment, and they can live for centuries. They are a reminder of the past, and a source of knowledge and inspiration for the future. They are a symbol of life and growth, and can provide us with a sense of comfort and security. They are a reminder that life is ever-changing, and that some things remain the same. Main idea number 8. Trees are complex organisms. They have a complex root system, a complex network of branches, and a complex system of communication. Trees are incredibly complex organisms. Their root systems are intricate networks of roots that spread out in all directions, reaching deep into the soil to absorb water and nutrients. The branches of a tree form a complex network of twigs and leaves that provide shade and shelter for animals and insects. Trees also have a complex system of communication, using hormones and other chemicals to communicate with each other and with the environment. Trees can even recognize their own kin and can send signals to warn other trees of danger. Trees are also incredibly resilient, able to survive in a variety of climates and conditions, and can even regenerate after being damaged or destroyed. The complexity of trees is truly remarkable, and it is only recently that scientists have begun to uncover the secrets of their hidden lives. Through careful observation and research, we are beginning to understand how trees communicate, how they interact with their environment, and how they are able to survive and thrive in a variety of conditions. The more we learn about trees, the more we can appreciate their complexity and the vital role they play in our environment. Main idea number 9. Trees are important to the global ecosystem. They help to regulate the climate, provide habitats for animals, and help to maintain the balance of nature. Trees are essential to the global ecosystem. They help to regulate the climate by absorbing carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen into the atmosphere. This helps to maintain the balance of the Earth's atmosphere and climate. Trees also provide habitats for animals, providing food, shelter, and protection from predators. Trees also help to maintain the balance of nature by providing food and shelter for other organisms, such as insects, birds, and small mammals. In addition, trees help to prevent soil erosion, reduce flooding, and provide shade and cooling during hot summer days. Trees are also important for their aesthetic value, providing beauty and tranquility to our environment. The importance of trees to the global ecosystem cannot be overstated. They are essential for the health of our planet and the well-being of all living things. We must take steps to protect and preserve our forests so that future generations can continue to enjoy the benefits that trees provide. Main idea number 10. Trees are essential for the health of the planet. They help to reduce air pollution, provide oxygen, and help to prevent soil erosion. Trees are essential for the health of the planet. They help to reduce air pollution by absorbing carbon dioxide and other pollutants from the air and releasing oxygen into the atmosphere. This helps to improve air quality and reduce the effects of global warming. Trees also help to prevent soil erosion by providing a protective layer of roots and leaves that hold the soil in place. In addition, trees provide habitats for wildlife and can help to reduce noise pollution. They also provide food and shelter for many species of animals, birds, and insects. Finally, trees can help to reduce the effects of flooding by absorbing excess water and slowing the flow of runoff. Trees are also important for human health. They provide shade and cooling, which can help to reduce the effects of heat waves. Trees also help to reduce stress and improve mental health by providing a calming environment. In addition, trees can help to reduce the risk of certain diseases by providing a barrier between people and air pollutants. Finally, trees can help to reduce energy costs by providing shade and cooling, which can reduce the need for air conditioning. Trees are essential for the health of the planet, and they provide many benefits to both the environment and to human health. They help to reduce air pollution, provide oxygen, and help to prevent soil erosion. They also provide habitats for wildlife, reduce noise pollution, and help to reduce the effects of flooding. Finally, trees can help to reduce the effects of heat waves, reduce stress, and reduce the risk of certain diseases. For these reasons, it is important to protect and preserve trees for the health of the planet and for the benefit of all living things. Main idea number 11. Trees can be used for medicinal purposes. They can be used to treat a variety of ailments, from headaches to cancer. Trees have been used for medicinal purposes for centuries. In traditional Chinese medicine, for example, trees are used to treat a variety of ailments, from headaches to cancer. In the book The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World, author Peter Wolben explains how trees can be used to treat a variety of illnesses. He explains that trees contain compounds that can be used to treat a variety of ailments, from headaches to cancer. He also explains that trees can be used to help the body heal itself, as they contain compounds that can help the body fight off infections and diseases. Furthermore, trees can be used to help reduce stress and anxiety, as they can help to create a calming atmosphere. In addition to medicinal purposes, trees can also be used for spiritual purposes. Trees can be used to help connect people to the natural world and to the spiritual realm. Trees can be used to help people find peace and balance in their lives, as they can help to create a sense of calm and tranquility. Trees can also be used to help people connect with their ancestors and to honor their heritage. Trees can be used to help people find a sense of purpose and meaning in their lives, as they can help to provide a sense of connection and belonging. Main idea number 12. Trees can be used for fuel, they can be used to produce energy, such as wood for heating and cooking. Trees can be used for fuel in a variety of ways. Wood can be burned to produce heat and light, and can be used to cook food. Wood can also be used to generate electricity, either through direct combustion or through the use of wood gasifiers. Wood gasifiers convert wood into a combustible gas, which can then be used to power engines or turbines. This type of energy production is becoming increasingly popular as an alternative to traditional fossil fuels. In addition to providing energy, trees can also be used to produce biofuels. Biofuels are renewable energy sources made from plant materials, such as wood, straw, and other organic matter. These materials can be processed into liquid fuels, such as ethanol and biodiesel, which can be used to power vehicles. Biofuels are becoming increasingly popular as an alternative to traditional fossil fuels, as they are renewable and have a lower carbon footprint. Trees can also be used to produce charcoal, which is a form of fuel made from burning wood. Charcoal is a popular fuel source in many parts of the world, as it is relatively inexpensive and easy to produce. Charcoal can be used for cooking, heating, and even as a fuel for smelting metals. Main idea number 13. Trees can be used for building materials, they can be used to build houses, furniture, and other structures. Trees can be used for a variety of building materials. From the wood of the trunk to the bark of the branches, trees can be used to construct houses, furniture, and other structures. The wood of the trunk can be used to create beams, posts, and other structural components. The bark can be used to create shingles, siding, and other exterior components. The leaves and branches can be used to create insulation, while the sap can be used to create a variety of adhesives and sealants. Trees can also be used to create furniture, such as tables, chairs, and cabinets. In addition, trees can be used to create decorative items, such as sculptures and carvings. Trees can also be used to create a variety of tools, such as axes, saws, and hammers. Using trees for building materials is an ancient practice that has been used for centuries. It is a sustainable and renewable resource that can be used to create a variety of structures and items. Trees are also a great source of energy, as they can be used to create firewood and charcoal. Trees are also a great source of oxygen, as they absorb carbon dioxide and release oxygen into the atmosphere. Trees are also a great source of shade, as they can provide protection from the sun and wind. Finally, trees can provide habitat for a variety of wildlife, such as birds, squirrels, and other animals. Main idea number 14. Trees can be used for paper, they can be used to make paper, cardboard, and other products. Trees can be used to make paper, cardboard, and other products. This is done by harvesting the wood from the trees and then pulping it. The pulp is then mixed with water and chemicals to create a slurry that is then spread onto a mesh screen. The water is then removed, leaving behind a sheet of paper. This paper can then be used for a variety of purposes, from writing and printing to packaging and construction. The process of making paper from trees is not only beneficial for the environment, but it is also a sustainable practice. Trees are a renewable resource, meaning that they can be harvested and regrown, allowing for a continuous supply of paper. Additionally, the process of making paper from trees is much more efficient than other methods, such as using recycled paper or other materials. This makes it a great choice for those looking to reduce their environmental impact. Trees are also a great source of paper because they are strong and durable. This makes them ideal for a variety of applications, from printing to packaging. Additionally, trees are also a great source of cellulose, which is used in many products, such as plastics and fabrics. This makes them a great choice for those looking to reduce their environmental impact. Main idea number 15. Trees can be used for food, they can be used to make food, such as fruits, nuts, and syrup. Trees can be used for food in a variety of ways. Fruits such as apples, oranges, and pears can be harvested from trees and eaten fresh or used to make jams, jellies, and other preserves. Nuts such as walnuts, almonds, and pecans can be harvested from trees and eaten raw or used to make nut butters, nut milks, and other snacks. Syrups such as maple syrup and birch syrup can be tapped from trees and used to sweeten foods and beverages. Trees can also be used to make flour, oils, and other ingredients for cooking. In addition to providing food, trees can also be used to provide shelter and shade. Trees can be planted to create windbreaks, which can help protect crops and livestock from strong winds. Trees can also be planted to create shade, which can help protect crops and livestock from the heat of the sun. Trees can also be used to create habitats for wildlife, which can help to maintain a healthy ecosystem. Trees can also be used to provide fuel for cooking and heating. Wood can be harvested from trees and used to make charcoal, firewood, and other fuels. Trees can also be used to make paper, furniture, and other products. Trees are an important part of our environment and can be used for food, shelter, shade, fuel, and other products. By planting and caring for trees, we can help to ensure that our environment remains healthy and sustainable for generations to come. Main idea number 16. Trees can be used for clothing. They can be used to make fabrics, such as cotton and linen. Trees can be used for clothing in a variety of ways. Cotton and linen are two of the most common fabrics made from trees. Cotton is made from the fibers of the cotton plant, which is a species of tree. Linen is made from the fibers of the flax plant, which is also a species of tree. Both of these fabrics are lightweight, breathable, and durable, making them ideal for clothing. In addition to fabrics, trees can also be used to make buttons, zippers, and other clothing accessories. Wood is often used to make buttons, as it is strong and durable. Zippers are often made from plastic, but some are made from metal, which can be derived from trees. Trees can also be used to make dyes for clothing, as some species of trees contain natural dyes that can be used to color fabrics. Trees are also used to make paper, which can be used to make patterns for clothing. Patterns are used to create clothing designs, and paper is often used to make the patterns. Trees are also used to make cardboard, which is often used to make boxes for shipping clothing. Trees are an important resource for clothing, and they can be used in a variety of ways. From fabrics to buttons to dyes, trees are an essential part of the clothing industry. Main idea number 17. Trees can be used for decoration. They can be used to make decorations, such as wreaths and garlands. Trees can be used to create beautiful decorations for any occasion. Wreaths and garlands are a classic way to decorate with trees. Wreaths are made by weaving together branches of evergreen trees, such as pine, fir, or spruce. These wreaths can be hung on doors or walls to add a festive touch to any home. Garlands are made by stringing together branches of evergreen trees, such as pine, fir, or spruce. These garlands can be draped over mantels, doorways, or staircases to add a festive touch to any home. Trees can also be used to create centerpieces for tables or mantels. Branches of evergreen trees can be arranged in a vase or bowl and decorated with ornaments, lights, or other festive decorations. Trees can also be used to create outdoor decorations. Trees can be decorated with lights, ornaments, and other festive decorations to create a beautiful outdoor display. Trees can also be used to create a festive atmosphere in any outdoor space. Main idea number 18. Trees can be used for spiritual purposes. They can be used to create sacred spaces and to honor the dead. Trees have long been used for spiritual purposes, from ancient times to the present day. In many cultures, trees are seen as sacred and are used to create sacred spaces. They are also used to honor the dead, as a symbol of life and death, and to connect with the spiritual world. Trees can be used in rituals, ceremonies, and prayers, and can be seen as a source of spiritual guidance and healing. Trees can also be used to create a sense of peace and tranquility, and to provide a place of refuge and solace. Trees can be used to create a sense of connection to the natural world, and to help us to reconnect with our inner selves. Trees can also be used to create a sense of community and to bring people together in a shared spiritual experience. In The Hidden Life of Trees, Peter Wolben explores the fascinating world of trees and their spiritual significance. He explains how trees communicate with each other, how they feel pain, and how they can be used to create a sense of peace and harmony. He also discusses how trees can be used to create sacred spaces and to honor the dead. Wolben's book is an inspiring and thought-provoking exploration of the spiritual power of trees and their potential to bring us closer to the natural world. Main idea number 19. Trees can be used for art. They can be used to create sculptures, paintings, and other works of art. Trees can be used to create beautiful works of art. Sculptures made from trees can be used to create stunning outdoor displays, while paintings made from tree bark can be used to create unique and eye-catching pieces of art. Trees can also be used to create intricate carvings, such as those found in ancient temples and churches. Trees can even be used to create furniture, such as chairs and tables, as well as decorative items, such as lamps and vases. Trees can also be used to create musical instruments, such as guitars and drums. The possibilities are endless when it comes to creating art with trees. Using trees to create art is not only aesthetically pleasing, but it is also environmentally friendly. Trees are a renewable resource, and using them to create art helps to reduce the amount of wood that is harvested from forests. Additionally, using trees to create art helps to reduce the amount of waste that is produced, as the wood can be reused and repurposed. Finally, using trees to create art helps to promote sustainability, as it encourages people to use natural resources in a responsible and creative way. Main idea number 20. Trees can be used for recreation. They can be used to create parks, playgrounds, and other recreational areas. Trees can be used to create a variety of recreational areas. Parks are a great way to enjoy the beauty of nature while getting some exercise. Trees can be planted in a park to provide shade and a place to relax. Playgrounds can be created with trees as part of the design, providing a natural and safe environment for children to play. Trees can also be used to create trails for walking, running, or biking. These trails can be lined with trees to provide a scenic view and a sense of peace and tranquility. Trees can also be used to create outdoor seating areas, providing a place to relax and enjoy the outdoors. Trees can also be used to create outdoor art installations. Trees can be used to create sculptures, murals, and other works of art. These installations can be used to create a unique and beautiful environment for people to enjoy. Trees can also be used to create outdoor performance spaces, providing a place for people to gather and enjoy music, theater, and other forms of entertainment. Trees can also be used to create outdoor classrooms. Trees can provide a natural environment for students to learn and explore. Trees can also be used to create outdoor laboratories, providing a place for students to conduct experiments and observe nature. Trees can be used to create a variety of recreational areas, providing a place for people to relax, explore, and enjoy the beauty of nature. Trees can be used to create parks, playgrounds, trails, outdoor seating areas, outdoor art installations, outdoor performance spaces, and outdoor classrooms. Trees can provide a natural and safe environment for people to enjoy and explore.